definitely human.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, Hail Satan, and this week we're reviewing Malted Milks.
Is it a shout out to your friend there at the intro? Okay.
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah, I did hear it.
I thought I slipped that one under the radar.
No, he's kind of stood out a little bit, yeah.
We'll see. Well, the listener's probably like, what are they talking about right now?
Yeah. You think you maybe could save your conversations with the Dark Lord until after the show?
All right, fine.
I mean, he's not an official guest on the show.
I keep forgetting how needy you are.
No, I just don't want to... It's one rules, okay? Is he an official guest or not?
Look, I get it.
Is he going to be joining us tonight?
I think someone's jealous.
I'm not getting into this again, David. I am not jealous. I just wish you'd show me a little bit more attention is all.
So yes. We're reviewing Malted Milks.
Yep, Malted Milks.
Just like we said we were going
promised,
to.
We yeah. would, yeah.
We always keep our promises.
Yep, we always do. And this week is no exception to that.
Nope.
Alk's Malted Milks, the original malted milk biscuits with a rich malt flavor. Hope you like malt.
I'm ambivalent at best towards malt.
Yeah, kind of same here, I think. I think malted milk, like the actual malted milk, comes from America. It's invented in America. So they might be familiar with these biscuits. They might not.
So wait, is malted milk a thing separate to the biscuit?
I'll explain to you now what malted milk is, David.
Please
do. It's a great segue. Thank you.
My ears await your explanation.
Malted milk is a powdered gruel made from a mixture of malted barley, wheat flour, and evaporated whole milk.
Yummy.
Sounds delicious, right? Yeah. That's what has given rise to malted milks. So a good pedigree. They were first made by Alk's Biscuits in 1924. And they are known for their distinctive pictures stamped on them.
Just like the Biscoff was known for its distinctive pictures.
Yeah, but on that one, we got screwed on that one because we didn't get any pictures. But on this
pictures
one...
pictures this time.
Well, yeah, well, from the packet, I can see some cows, two cows, and the word malted milk looks quite sweet and homely, actually.
Now, talking of cows, quickly talk you through my costume.
Oh, right,
went to the costume hire place, as usual, in the animal section.
Okay, right. And, they let you back in there now, do they? Okay.
They're kind, understanding people.
Yeah, very forgiving. Very forgiving.
Yeah, and I was kind of looking around for a cow costume, of course. And then I saw a fox costume and thought, actually, I'll probably wear that one instead.
Why?
Just because it kind of looked better. I don't really want to dress up as a cow. So I thought, it doesn't matter that much. So I decided to go with the fox costume.
And what's it got to do with malted milk?
Nothing really. It was just there, and I thought that it would look better on me. The sort of the new way that I'm kind of thinking about costumes now, like rather than kind of how it ties in thematically with the show, is just like whether or not I can pull it off.
When did you become so vain?
I don't know, it's just sort of a new thing I'm trying out.
Right, okay then.
Yeah.
Just trying to shift the Davey Knight brand in a different direction?
Yeah, just kind of like trying some new things. I do have a new company motto that I'd like to sort of throw your way, see if it sticks. Do more evil.
Do more evil.
Just do more evil. It's just something I've been workshopping.
Is that the final one?
Brainstorming.
Is that the final
one?
Is it in beta or is that the final one for release?
I don't know. I mean, what do you think? To do more evil? Because everyone, by their very nature, is everyone is born with sin. So yeah, they do some evil all the time. It's just kind of like how people are. But like, maybe we do more evil.
I kind of like it. It's proactive. You know, the do makes it proactive. Right? Yeah. The more makes it aspirational. And the evil makes it pretty evil.
Yeah. And it's kind of also, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's sort of a fun spin on the Google motto.
Yeah.
Where their thing is like, don't be evil. It's so fucking wishy-washy. Yeah. Like,
it's something like don't do evil or something. Yeah. It's like you can do very, 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 very bad shit, but not evil.
Yeah. I'm saying, fuck that. Do evil. Yeah. Do more of it.
I'm going up to the line, I'm dice on the line, and I'm jumping well over the line. Yeah.
Cool. So you're on board.
Yeah, no, I support you in this.
Fantastic.
I'm not coming under the do more evil umbrella. So I think, especially within the confines of the show, would not be fitting with the general theme of my costumes throughout the threat series.
Yeah, talk us through your costume, actually. Okay, well, here's me jabbering away.
Yeah, and this might surprise you. So I know you're kind of like, I know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Expect I'm going to change, but I'm not. I'm Richard Nixon again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that is brilliant. You had me go for a second there. You really had me going.
Yeah, the old bait and bait.
Yeah, I love the bait and bait. Which you've done, I think this is the third time you've done that now on the show. Which is great. I love it.
Exactly. It's like one of those things where the more times you hear a joke, the funnier it gets every time.
Yeah. You know? Repetition.
Exactly. Repetition.
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 But unlike your fox costume, which has zero association with these biscuits.
But looks great.
Do look pretty foxy.
Thank
you. I can't deny that.
I look what, sorry?
Foxy.
Oh, nice. I hadn't even made that connection.
Really?
That's great.
You know, you can take that one. Let's, use that one.
Like, maybe like when I'm out in my fox costume and I strike up conversation with a random stranger on a bus, do you think I should use that line and claim it for my own?
Yeah. But my costume has a very strong relationship with these biscuits. Because in 1972... Richard Nixon received $2 million in donations from the Associated Milk Producers, Inc., a conglomeration of 20 dairy cooperatives, a.k.a. Big Milk, in exchange for an increase in dairy subsidies. The donations were against campaign rules, but he won the election, so he owes something to cows and not those turkeys in Congress.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is kind of Richard Nixon giving back to the cow community for all the ways they helped.
Is he giving back to the cows as such, or the people that? Well, you know, representation. Taking advantage of cows by stealing the milk from their babies, their cow babies, and then selling their cow babies to be killed in factories.
Is this like some new documentary on Netflix or something? Some new 100% scientific, not biased documentary on Netflix?
Look, I'm from the countryside. I know what happens. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Okay. I think it's great. Otherwise, there'd be too many cows around. Think about it.
Yeah, and you're a well-known cow hater.
I just hate them so much. That's why I won't eat them. Can't stand them.
They're pretty big.
Yeah.
They're pretty scary.
They're sort of medium-sized, I'd say, as animals go.
On one of my very few excursions to the countryside, I walked through a field and there were some cows in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty, pretty big and scary when you get close to them.
Yeah. Why are you getting close to cows?
Just testing my bravery, testing my manhood.
You're on a date.
Yeah. I know what's going to seal the deal. Hey, baby, why don't you walk up to these cows?
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Great costume.
Yeah, you too, man. I'm kind of, I was a little bit perturbed at first, but it wasn't related to the biscuits, but...
Also the tail. The tail's a little bit off-putting, isn't it? Because it's so big.
Well, it's kind of like, the way you sort of sat in it, it's just trailing on the floor, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Fun, I think, was the word you were thinking of.
Sorry, yeah. Fun, too. But these biscuits as well, not like other biscuits. They have a bit of a ritual about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in the way you eat them. But I think I'll save that until we actually start eating them rather than explain it and then to explain it again.
That
like
was just a little taster.
Oh, very good. There. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so Elk's Multi Meals. I'm not going to lie. The packet is so basic.
It is, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's so boring. It's almost like aggressively boring.
It's like the color of the logo is white and slightly off-white for Elk's Malted Milk. It's just three biscuits kind of slightly arranged askew on just a blue background with some kind of barbed dart on the background of the blue. It's pretty boring.
It's like it doesn't want you to buy the biscuits. It's deliberately trying to put you off, I think. That's wheat in the background.
Oh, is that what that is?
I know you're a city boy. You know?
I just assumed it was some kind of weapon to try and scare folks off. Oh, now you say it. Yeah, I can see it's wheat.
I've never seen wheat in my life. I've run through fields of wheat.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like this is, they've given up.
It's like, yeah, if they're trying to put us off eating the biscuits that much, I kind of want to eat more. It's not like being all showy and razzle dazzle. Usually that's a sign of a good biscuit when it's not trying to wow you with the, yeah, with the look of it, you know?
I don't know. My training in the capitalist system has taught me that the things that I consume define who I am. And so, I feel like if I eat these, I'm going to be as boring as this packet.
That packet does fit incredibly well in your hand. Like, just hold it up again. Hold the packet up to your face. I literally cannot tell the difference between your face and the packet of biscuits.
I have to admit, it does feel kind of comfortable holding this as well.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's your time. Just give in.
Okay. No, I'm going to fight it. Okay, then. It smells like strong cornflakes.
Strong cornflakes
yeah.
is an excellent band name. Yeah, it does. It really does.
It's not unpleasant.
No, I mean, I like cornflakes.
And I feel like there's something left to be... I mean, actually, no, you know what? The picture's fine. You can just about make out, I think, what it is.
Yeah, you're having to fill in a lot of the blanks, but you get it. It's kind of like a challenge in a way.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, for the listeners, there are two cows. There's like a mummy or a daddy cow. No, that would be a bull. It's a mummy cow.
It's just a mummy cow.
There's a mummy.
Such a townie.
There's a mummy cow standing up eating the grass, and there's a baby cow kind of like hovering above the grass.
Oh, you got a baby cow.
What have you got?
There's no baby cow on mine.
What's the thing behind it? What do you think the thing behind the cow is?
I thought it was a bush.
No, it's a baby cow.
That does not look like a baby cow to me.
Okay, well, the internet has told me it is a baby cow. And I have to agree, if I had not read that, I would have struggled to know. Yeah, and they're both in a field, and it says Multi-Milk above it. It's quite a nice little scene. I feel quite relaxed now.
It's kind of weird to have this whole scene depicted on a biscuit.
Is it?
Images.
I don't know. Is it not weird that we don't have scenes depicted on biscuits in general, as a rule?
I think it's a bit too complicated for a biscuit. You'd expect like a stamp or like a symbol or a logo of some kind, maybe.
I don't know. I applaud the ambition, you know? Some people would have just like stuck a fucking cow's head on there and just be done with it.
Because it's even got the pattern of like a gilded frame around it. So it's almost like like a painting.
Yeah, that's meant to be leaves, apparently. I don't know what leaves have got to do.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't know what leaves have got to do with Multiple Milk or cows or anything. I appreciate this. It gives it an added little something.
There is one thing that troubles me about this biscuit.
Yeah.
The shape of it kind of reminds me of a shortcake biscuit.
Yeah, so this is kind of like a slightly creamy color, just like a beigey color. Mm. It's rectangle, quite thin. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of short. I think it's too thin to be. What's your problem with shortbread? Shortcake.
Shortcake, and there is a difference.
Okay.
Shortbread is yummy. I like shortbread.
I love shortbread.
Most people do. Shortcake is like, it seems to be like specifically designed to trick people into thinking it's shortbread, and they eat it and they're like, oh no, this is horrible. It's really gross. And it kind of looks a little bit like this.
Is that kind of similar to your whole rebranding now? The fact that you're kind of aping Google, you think people might go, oh, what's that company which says do no evil? And then they'll mistype something, ironically, into a search engine, and they come up with David Knight's Do More Evil.
If it works, it works. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
That's
the
thing. That's the great thing about Definitely Human.
Yeah.
And like our kind of company is that
we have no standards.
We have no standards at all.
Absolutely none. Speaking of no standards, shall we eat the malted milk?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Shall I tell you the way to eat it, or do you want to just eat it normally?
No, first? I would love to eat it in a strange way, please.
Okay, so you meant to, first of all, so I saw this on a video by...
Wait, so you watched a video of someone eating a biscuit?
No, they didn't. They just kind of like had the biscuit and then it would cut to the next frame. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Honestly, like... anyway, sorry. I'm hungry. It's late. I'm tired. Okay. So, yeah, this is by Zast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. 3,000 views in this video as well. But cool. How to eat a malted milk. So, giving the people what they want. So, the process is, first of all, you bite off all the leaves around the edge of the biscuit. Then you cut the grass, you bite the grass off. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of like bite it in half, split the two cows apart. Then you eat the word malted. Then you eat the word milk. And then you tastefully decapitate each cow, eat the baby cow for a delicious appetizer, devour the meaty adult cow for the main course.
And what is the, I was going to say logic, why this? Why does this happen?
There's no logic, David. It's fun. Fun doesn't have to be logical.
Fun.
Yeah? Does it not sound fun to you?
That is not my idea of fun, personally.
Yeah.
But you go wild.
Well, I think I'm just going to eat it normally. First, I'm going to save the fun for later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's another little taste.
Yeah, there. I'm very good at denying myself pleasure. Okay, then. Let's go for it. Kind of strange. It tastes close to a savory crack. It's quite salty.
You know what? I'm getting the maltiness now. Mm. At first bite, it's so boring. It's so boring.
You did kind of nod off like halfway through your second chew.
But actually, you get like that malty aftertaste, which I quite enjoy. It was quite unexpected. I know they're called malted milks, but I wasn't expecting them to actually be malty. Mm. Do you know what it kind of reminds me of?
Mm.
Horlicks.
Well, that is like a malted milk drink.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, right. Let's explain for the listeners. Maybe not everyone knows that, okay?
But do we not make this show for them?
Sorry, I forget that. You know what it reminds me of? Do you know like Tuck crackers? T-U-C?
Yeah.
Tastes a bit like those. And they're savory, salty crackers. I love those. Quite a strong aftertaste as well. That maltiness really sticks around.
I like the aftertaste, but it's like such a slog getting there. Jesus.
What is it? I kind of know what you mean. I'm enjoying it, but
I don't know what it is. It's just like, it's just so bland.
Is malt just like an inherently bland flavor?
I would say
it's meant to like Ovaltine and Horlicks and stuff. That's meant to be like calming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's doing its job.
It's like a sedative or something.
Yeah. Maybe we're criticizing it for being boring and it's like, no, actually, I'm just being comforting. Comfort and boring is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I love being comfy.
Yeah.
No. I quite like it though.
I don't think I do.
No?
I like the aftertaste, but I don't think it's worth eating it.
Really?
To get the aftertaste. I'd rather just not eat it.
You become such a gourmand, it's just, you know, I appreciate the aftertaste, but there are just better biscuits out there, more worthy of my time and attention.
Yeah, you know, I think like part of like my rebranding is like learning to respect myself. It's like, I'm better than this. I don't deserve this.
Is this kind of a response to Lotus Biscoff's demolition of you last week?
I think so, no.
No?
Did we do Lotus Biscoff?
Yes, I believe we did. When you gave it 15 out of 15 and you gave yourself 0 out of 5.
Pretty high score. I thought I'd remember something like that, but I don't.
No.
I guess it wasn't a very good episode.
It's
a shame.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, you can't win them all.
Yeah, okay. I think I can score it.
What are you vibing?
I'm vibing a 3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite high.
Well, I think it's kind of benefited from setting the bar so fucking low.
Mm.
It's like it's turned up to a party and it's just been very quiet and very meek and you're like, oh God. But then you find yourself stood next to it, so like, all right then, well, the conversation's better than this inseparable silence and awkwardness. Like, I'll say, what are you all about then? And it's like, oh, well, after serving as a pilot in World War II, on both sides, I then became a explorer in the South American jungle. Then after that, I went and discovered buried gold on an island. Like, holy shit, this boring biscuit is actually pretty good, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I got involved.
It's weird that you used yourself as an example in that metaphor.
Oh shit, cut that, please. Please cut that. Yeah, no, it's a different flavor. It's not like other biscuits. And it's more interesting. You've got some of the bland shit, like, you know, from the chocolate digestive and stuff. But that, you know, I think the malt gives it a bit of an edge.
Okay.
It's got a little glint in its eye, you know? Perhaps a little bit long in the tooth, a little bit old-fashioned in a lot of ways, but it's still got that little bit of a sparkle.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Right.
A
very boring score for a boring biscuit.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what it deserves. I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I don't hate the biscuit. But it doesn't really make me feel anything other than boredom. It's kind of like, yeah, you have to kind of go through the drudgery of eating the biscuit in order to get that, like, quite interesting. Well, actually, you know what? I'm just going to use the same metaphor that you used. It's like there's someone who seems really boring at a party.
Right.
And so you don't talk to them.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of it that way, you know?
It's like, okay, yeah, they might have some really interesting stories or whatever. I don't care.
Oh, it could be really boring.
Exactly. Do you want to take that risk?
Yeah, good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and also, you have to go through the social awkwardness of sitting down next to them and trying to strike up a conversation. As well, like, when you're talking to someone, you don't want it to be, like, pulling teeth. You don't want to be, like, trying to, like, extract the interest from them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're using their sort of boring personality as a defense mechanism. I should maybe try that, because I don't like it when people talk to me. So, like, maybe if I, instead of being, like, naturally charming and fun to be around, if I can sort of put on, like, a fake personality where I'm actually really dull and uninteresting, maybe less people will talk to me.
Oh, maybe. Because I thought you were going to... I thought this is part of your kind of new do more evil thing and that you're kind of working to a conclusion that if someone seems boring... just kill them.
Okay.
That's part of your do more evil thing. Just kind of, you know, so that no one else is subject to the boredom.
That's a bit too blunt for me.
Right.
There are other ways to do evil than just kill everyone.
Sorry.
I mean, it's a bit passe.
Sorry.
I know you're a bit of a dinosaur from a different time, but like, you know, times have changed, old man.
Yeah, my criteria for evilness is not up with the kids. I'm not sure what the millennials consider evil, but in my day, killing a fella, that was enough to be... considered evil.
Yeah, that's the least of it now.
Okay, then. So, some pretty unremarkable scores for the malted milk. Surprising, given how bland the packaging is.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to be surprised. I mean, I do like the maltiness.
Yeah, I feel like I've had some biscuits in recent weeks where I've wanted to go back for more, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling that.
I mean, you know, I'm not averse to have another one. I'm just, I just don't care.
Just apathetic to the whole thing.
Yeah. Should we just talk about something else? I've got to do my taxes before before Monday.
Yes, yeah, so let's get into these biscuits. Okay,
there we go. So all I need to do is provide that contract. I need to offer you something more boring to make you interested in the biscuits.
Which is just anything to do with your life.
I could have said anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, going in for the big leg operation on
cool, really interesting, buddy. Oh, love it, love it.
So first of all, texture wise, like dry texture, it's boring.
Yeah, not too crumbly, not too crunchy. It's just
sticking your teeth quite a lot.
I can't stop thinking about shortcake as well, which was always like one of those biscuits that you'd get in multi-packs and they would always be like the last there.
Yeah, like I don't have a strong historical bond with this biscuit.
No.
I kind of feel like it's always been there in my biscuit heritage, but I think maybe that's just because it got a picture on it and it stood out.
Well, I think it's always been there, but it's been there waiting for you to catch up to it. Like, you're the one who has to change and grow and become a certain age.
I think it's more not change, grow. I think it's change and recede.
Yeah,
I think, you know, once you recede into yourself and kind of give up on things, then the malty milk is for you.
This is like the tall stranger who like walks with you through your life and gently takes you into the other world.
when it's time, takes your hand. Okay, I'm gonna go for a dunk. That's really bad.
I don't know, I kind of like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's like, you get more of the maltiness, and it kind of reminds me of drinking a Horlicks, which I quite like Horlicks. I mean, I haven't had Horlicks since I was literally a child, but I remember quite liking it.
It's a bit sweeter with the tea. I think just because when you put it in your mouth, the integrity of the biscuit just disintegrates. It just like immediately gives up and just turns into liquid, and that just releases all the sugar. Instead of just sat there just chewing and falling asleep while you're chewing.
I don't know. Usually when a biscuit disintegrates that quickly, it's kind of a problem for me.
Mm.
But in this case, I'm just glad it's doing something.
Yeah.
Because it was so dull just on taste alone.
Yeah.
I kind of think this is an improvement in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, I think this just takes away some of the drudgery of chewing through it.
That's what it is, because before, I resented the biscuit for taking so long to get to the taste, because you really got to crunch through the whole thing and you're not getting anything. And then you get like a tiny, like a wisp of aftertaste there. But here, you dunk it, you get all the aftertaste all at once.
Mm.
It's not a biscuit as such, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of coming around to the fact that it's just a little bit, it brings out the malt and the sweetness a bit more. And this is now the second one I've dunked, and I'm probably going to have a third one as well.
Yeah, they suddenly become more Moorish. Mm.
It's like it's taken away all that preamble. To go back to my excellent example of the boring stranger at the party, you know, you're like, oh, so what are you up to? And they've started the story saying, well, it all started about 1984. I was just wandering through town one day. I had just bought a new pair of trousers and I was on my way to buy some sausages for dinner. And you'd just be like, oh, you know what, just get to the point.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, so I got to this island. The captain was dead by that point, but I still had a shovel. And what strength I had left in me, I managed to dig out the treasure. Like, oh, holy shit, brilliant.
Yeah,
that
was
great.
Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's like even more stark. Like it's the difference between someone kind of like being in a party, seeing from across the room this really boring looking person, this unassuming person.
And then you realize you're looking in a mirror.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. I waited for you to do your analogy. Maybe you could show me the same courtesy. So you see this person, they're sitting there, they look really boring. And yeah, like before it was like you'd have to go over there and talk to them and kind of eke this story out of them. But in this scenario, for me, it's like the difference is you're there at the party, you look over, and they're sitting there, but they're just covered in blood. Just
right.
Absolutely drenched in blood. And you're like, there's a story there.
Okay, all right, okay.
That's
okay.
Someone I want to go and hang out with.
Or, you know, you've looked over and they're dressed as a fox. You're like, well, I must go over and make friends with that individual immediately.
Oh, yeah, because let me tell you, that person, pretty foxy.
Wee.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've realized, but I'm that would be me because I'm dressed as a
oh,
fox.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't make the connection. No, yeah. I just happened to mention foxes.
I know, it's a weird coincidence.
Yeah, because I love those animals.
What, foxes?
Level. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I knew that already when I picked the costume out.
Right, okay, yeah, then. Okay. This is like the malted milk. Some of the drudgery falls away and you're left with something sweet and exciting. Are you ready to rate it?
I'm going to go with a 3.5.
Okay.
I enjoyed that a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just kind of wowed by the difference because before I was so bored and so uninterested in just sort of carrying on, in general, I mean.
Yeah.
But suddenly you dunk it and I'm like, I could eat like a bunch of these.
Yeah.
I could eat half a pack of these quite happily if I have a hot liquid to dunk them in, preferably tea. So I think 3.5, just for how different it was and how much more I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to give it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
It was... No, I'm going to give it a 3.5. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. It's challenging me now. It's challenging me. It's jolted away the comfort. And it's you know, it's kind of giving me a couple of pokes in the shoulder. And I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. You made your point.
You
made
got
your
a bit
point.
Complacent. And it's like, hey, pay attention.
Yeah. The liquid takes away some of just the drudgery of chewing through that boring biscuit to get to that malt taste. And it also amplifies... It kind of, you know, brings out that malty sweetness.
Have we had many biscuits where the dunk has been that much better?
Well, there was the rose biscuit.
Oh, yeah, but that's
you know,
whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's see what other people think. Before that, though, I happened to look at the social media angle for Malty Milks. You know, they're pretty old-style biscuit, clearly on the verge of giving up entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a little bit of social media presence. Now, this is not an official page. It's like a fan page on Facebook.
There's a fan page of Malted Milks.
Yeah, at first I thought it was an official page because the page is called Malty Milk Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's a fan page. So lots of really good content. And this is the kind of great content which I guess Mark Zuckerberg had in mind when he, when he gave birth to Facebook, when he delivered Facebook from his weirdly pale loins.
He's a great guy as well. You can tell.
Yeah.
An innovator.
Yeah,
I'd put him up there with Da Vinci, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think probably better than Da Vinci. Because, like, Da Vinci, I think you could tell, especially in some of his painting, there was he kind of understood humans on, like, a deep level, like an emotional level. I don't think Mark Zuckerberg has ever experienced an emotion.
It's why it's so incredible that he's doing so well.
Yeah.
You know, that he's able to give people exactly what they want, just somehow to just pinpoint human desire and just know exactly what they want and just give it to them,
and total satisfaction as well.
And total satisfaction, he's able to do that without ever having, you know, experienced what it's like to be
human. Without having a shred of humanity.
Without having a shred of humanity. And that's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
More power to him, that's what I say.
Is he kind of in your whole Do More Evil, is he kind of your figurehead? Is that who he always is, like, telling you aiming to be?
I wouldn't say figurehead, but he's definitely up there.
Yeah.
I'd say he's kind of in the higher echelon.
Okay, then. Yeah. Right, nice, nice. Okay, so the Malty Milk page.
He does look like someone I would bully, though. And I've never bullied anyone in my life, but I would bully Mark Zuckerberg.
I think he would just like immediately kill you. This person is slowing me down in pursuit of my goals.
I would be like holding his hand and slapping it against his face and saying, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. And at first he wouldn't really understand that I was bullying him. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he realized that I was slowing him down, as you say, I think he'd just snap my neck, like in one fluid motion.
Yeah, there'd be zero emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, just a blank face, and then it would just like just quickly snap my neck and then carry on walking in pursuit of his goal.
Exactly, because then it's like, yes, my life is more efficient now because I'm not being slapped in the face with my own hands while being told not to slap myself. Okay, so some of the great content we got here from Malty Milk Biscuits. I love Malty Milks and Malty Milks love me. Like. Good stuff. If there was a moo cow bicky eating contest, how many biscuits or packets do you think you can manage? I mean, this kind of like exemplifies one of the problems with Facebook is that any kind of hate group like this is allowed to flourish online and not have any kind of.
Do you know what I'm coming around to? Because, like I said, it's 2018, hashtag do more evil. I think these people are getting out there, being proactive about putting more evil into the world.
Well, they've
got to respect that in a way.
It's an interesting take on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then, of course, the other social media staple promoting interactions, they've run a little poll. Which is better, Malty Milk plain, Malty Milk chocolate, which I didn't know was a thing.
Oh, God.
Moo.
Is that one of the options?
Yeah.
Okay.
The winner, the runaway winner, was Malty Milk plain.
That makes me so happy.
But someone's chipped in. You got some audience interaction here.
Mm.
Carrie Morris, who has an Avi, which says... keep calm and think of Corfu. Gary has replied, hobnobs.
Oh, okay.
He's like, don't put him in a box. Gary's like, you give me these options, but Gary's not going to accept that. Gary wants hobnobs.
He's a rule breaker.
He is, yeah.
We should do something about him.
Yeah, but
it's too late.
But, you know, he's not Gary.
Maybe let Mark Zuckerberg know that he's got wild cards like Gary. Running around on his Facebook.
Yeah, not engaging entirely sincere interactions, I would say. I don't think he said hobnobs because he's trying to promote a debate about it.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of an anarchist, you know? He's seen the poll. I quite fancy hobnobs, but it's not on the list. I could write hobnobs in the comment, and he's done it. He's done it. He's found a way.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
He's found a way.
But, you know, I mean, Maverick's like this. You never know what they're going to do next. In Gary's case, 3 years later, after not saying anything, this post, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I have a malted moo moo biscuits. Yay. Have a lovely day. Gary's popped up 3 years after his last comment to say, the spawn of Beelzebub.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I wasn't expecting that. I'll be honest. That took a strange turn.
Well, I guess that's kind of the journey of Gary, you know?
The thing that saddens me is that kind of suggests that Gary is resistant to the spawn of Beelzebub. And that's like, I think old Gary would have embraced that slightly rebellious aspect of Satan.
Mm.
And yet new Gary, what happened, Gary? I think Gary settled down, married, got some kids. He kind of got a bit boring.
I'm not sure. I think maybe Gary went on like a slightly anarchistic rampage, just commenting hobnobs and other non-poll options on posts around Facebook. And then one day someone commented on one of his posts with something, you know, strange. And he was like, why would you do that? That was, wait a minute, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, and he had that kind of realization where he had to like take a long, hard look at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, he had that kind of road to Damascus conversion. It's like, wait, Facebook could be used to connect with your friends and family all over the world and have meaningful interactions and promote communities. And now he's railing against the spawn of Beelzebub.
And it's become the very thing that he hated, which is malted milk.
Yeah.
He has become a malted milk.
Yeah. But he'll get through it, though, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to keep calm and think of Corfu. with the malted milk page, with this biscuit, I mean, it was always going to end up in a place where we've seen biscuits go before. It's a gloomy morning, but a packet of Malted Milks would sort that out.
Oh,
they're back with the Maryland cookie down in the doldrums.
Yeah, it worked so well for Maryland.
Yeah. Good social media page there from the Malted Milk biscuit.
Appropriately dull.
Yeah, oh, yeah, very dull, yeah. And also, part of the reason it's on the social media because there were like hardly any reviews. The UK, this is like perfect example of the kind of reviews we're getting. 4 stars, nice with a cup of tea. Simple biscuits. Yeah. That's the review.
Well, I mean, it speaks to the sort of the popularity of the biscuit in a sense that even though there was no kind of official Facebook group, one was created, a sort of cult was formed around the Malted Milk.
Do you think it's kind of slightly deceptive? The Malted Milk, it comes along with its kind of innocent picture of cows in a field and its slightly boring taste, but there's something evil in it.
Why would you say that?
Just the way people are acting online. Like that person saying Moo Moo Bickies or whatever, Moo Cow Bickies.
Yeah.
Like that's not the actions of a benevolent soul.
Correct me if I'm wrong, people don't usually say that, do they? That's more
not in my house.
No, that's more of a sort of cow talk. That's cow talk, I think.
Okay, yeah.
That's not human talk.
Yeah.
So it's weird that a human would be talking like that.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it does raise suspicions.
I mean, this could be one of two things, in my opinion. It could be that some kind of cult has formed where they worship the cow.
Yeah.
And sort of like, because they're so ashamed of their human bodies, they're trying to...
Are you talking about Hinduism here?
I'm just saying, you know, these people are trying to emulate the cow.
Yeah.
Or they are just cows.
I think the second. Yeah, I think the first one's ridiculous. People trying to emulate cows. That's an absurd thing to say. Not even you wanted to do that.
No, that's true. I looked at the cow costume and I was like, fuck no. Who would do that to themselves?
And if you're thinking like that, it's unlikely that anyone else is going to, you know, think the opposite.
Because I'm scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I see what your point.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we should report it to Facebook so they can do fuck all about it.
Got him.
Got him. Okay.
See, now you understand why I chose the fox costume over the cow costume.
No, not entirely.
It was like it was calling to me in a way. It was just like, this was meant for you. Okay. I might just wear it all the time.
Yeah.
It was weird. It had my name just sewn into the label.
Really?
You know what?
This costume is meant for David Knight.
No, just a weird coincidence. But
oh, right. Like, okay, you know, then. You didn't give it a
good,
second thought.
It'll be a good talking point.
You know? Okay, right. I feel like before we review the biscuitness, I think maybe we should eat it in the ritualistic manner.
Okay. Much like those cow-loving cultists would.
Hindus, yeah. Oh, sorry, no, the other ones. The YouTube ones led by...
Hindus don't just love cows.
You can't eat beef.
Yeah, but I don't think that's because they worship the cow.
Do you want me to Google Hindus and cows?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Hindus do not worship cows. Although they do hold them in high esteem.
Yeah,
good for them. Okay, bite off the leaves.
Okay.
No, it's going to take ages. I think I lost a little bit of the M on malted. This is very exciting. Here's one good thing about this. It distracts you from the boring taste. I'm so focused on trying to do this properly, I'm not thinking about what it tastes like.
You've never had to delicately bite into something before, have you?
What are you trying to say? Why did that sound like a criticism? What was that meant to mean?
It wasn't meant as a criticism.
Just come out and say it.
I was just stating facts.
I hate this passive-aggressive shit.
So what do I eat next?
No, you're already done.
Oh, yeah, ages ago.
Oh, wow. Have you done a good job? I bet you haven't done a good job. Yeah, he's done a pretty good job. Okay. I'm actually going to cut the grass.
The grass?
Yeah.
For God's sake. This is ridiculous.
Well, I think all rituals are a bit ridiculous, aren't they? They're a bit boring if they weren't.
I suppose, yeah.
You're like, oh, this is a very practical ritual we're doing right now.
You do make a good point.
All right, now I've got to bite between the cows to separate them. But don't eat both. Don't eat both sides.
What side do you eat? Can you eat a side?
Or no.
Bite
it off and then take it out of your mouth.
Really?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Oh, okay.
Okay, now you got to have the... Well, okay, well, this is where it's breaking down now because the malted's meant to be on one side and the milk on the other, but it's not. It's going across them. So just eat off the letters.
No, mine's malted milk.
Really?
Why are you so bad at eating stuff?
Well, with the cows on each side, that's impossible. How have you done that?
So what do I do now?
I just have to bite the words off. Oh, awesome. I'm down to two cows now. This is fun. Okay, now you bite the heads off.
Oh, like the animal crackers.
Yeah, but not absolutely foul. Okay. Now you eat the baby cow first. Mmm, tender. And now, the mummy cow. While you say, Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. That was a complete waste of fucking time.
I hope the listeners get as much enjoyment out of that as we did. Which is to say, none at all.
None at all, yeah. I mean, if we wasted our time, we want to take you down with us, so we're going to waste a minute of your time as well.
It's only fair.
Exactly.
It's only fair. We're all in this together.
Yeah. That's actually giving me a bit of bad will towards the biscuit now, that whole episode.
Oh, yeah. I'll be losing points for that.
Oh, yeah. although, then again, I suppose the biscuit doesn't demand that you eat it that way.
It was implied.
Well, it encourages it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does encourage it.
You know? Why would they put a picture on it if they didn't want you to dissect the picture with your...
yeah. In a specific way, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they?
Why would they? Yeah. So biscuit nuts, I mean...
I gotta say, I, coming into this, thought that this was a biscuity biscuit, but the more we've learned about it, the less biscuity I think it is.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? It's a bit of an oddball.
Yeah, like, I always thought, like, yeah, Malden Milk's just a, yeah, plain old biscuit. Like, it's always been there, like you say, like the specter of death looming over you.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the more you learn about it, there's, like, these weird cults associated with it. There's all these people that speak in bizarre cow talk.
Yeah.
And there's this whole ritual behind actually eating the bloody thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of, it feels like a bit of an abomination. It's been forced into existence for reasons which are unknown to us.
We're still talking about the biscuit, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure I would serve it on a biscuit platter.
I mean, I definitely like it for all of the reasons I just listed. But I wouldn't say
satanic.
That, yeah, but I wouldn't say that it's a biscuity biscuit as such.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's pretty old, and it feels like it's a bit of a staple. But I don't really remember. It feels like it's always been there, but it's never had any impact on me whatsoever. It's just been looming.
Yeah, just looming this in kind the darkness. Of like strange, archaic. Darkness. Yeah,
just like a presence.
This weighty presence.
Yeah, you know, just, like sometimes you're just like on your own, you just feels like, you know, there's a presence. That's the Malted Milk throughout my entire life. I feel like today it sent a message to me.
Okay.
It's kind of just opened my eyes a bit to the future. And it's taken me by the hand and, you know, showed me what's in store and then said, not yet, but one day, this is what you have. And it's scary. And I don't want it, David. I'm scared.
yeah it's kind of like that. Although it's very malty, kind of just weird taste.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah.
It's a bit odd, and all the stuff you said as well is obviously worth noting. Doesn't really affect me.
No,
that seems to be like something that you have to deal with like alone. Do you know what I mean? You know, like how in stories, like people have to do stuff alone for no reason.
Okay then. Yeah, so biscuitness then,
it's kind of tricky. I'm kind of caught between two worlds here because on the...
on the living mortal plane, yeah.
On one side, I don't know, I do have in the back of my head that it's always been a very biscuity biscuit. But I guess I just got it wrong. Maybe we all got it wrong. Maybe we just don't understand this biscuit. I think any biscuit where there's a ritual attached is not a normal biscuit.
What about like with a custard cream?
What, the blood sacrifice?
No, just like taking it apart, taking the sandwich apart. Oh. Or like Oreos or something. Is that a ritual though?
That's just not really like a ritual. That's just like some people take them apart.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, like, that was the grass first.
Exactly.
And
then
bite the cows in half.
It did feel a bit like some kind of sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I like that about it. And I think that's one of the things that's got going for it.
Element of theatre about it.
Yeah, it kind of like, because we were sort of saying earlier how it didn't have all that razzle dazzle, but actually it does, but it's just built into the eating of the biscuit.
Yeah.
Rather than the packaging or whatever. Mm. So I guess, yeah, it does have a bit of a mystique about it, which I quite enjoy. But I think I can only really give it a 3 for biscuits. Okay.
I am going to give it a 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this because of the whole spectre of death thing?
Yeah, mainly. I feel like if I completely reject the biscuit, I will be able to prolong my time in this realm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is... you've seen Seventh Seal?
Yeah.
He plays chess against death on the beach.
Yeah.
Same thing. Pretty much the exact same thing.
You do remember how that film ends, right?
No,
is this another one you hadn't seen?
No, I watched most of it and I got the gist. I could see that he was gonna, his pieces look pretty good. he was probably going to be deaf.
Yeah.
And then just, yeah, live happily ever after.
Okay.
So well, that's what I'm doing now. That's why I'm getting it at one, because I'm not ready to go yet. I'm not ready to go into the darkness.
This is your sort of version of not going gently into the good night.
Yeah, exactly. This is me raging against the dying of the light. Is I do that by giving a 1 out of 5 to these biscuits.
I can respect that. And I do hope you do stick around for years to come. Mm. Like, many years, however long you think you can.
Put a number on it. Like 70? 90? Just man. Let's get a nice round 100. I mean, it's going to take that long to do Mars Corp Series 2, so you know.
But come on, you always knew that you weren't going to make old bones, right? You kind of just know that about yourself.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, mainly because of this show, to be honest. Yeah.
It's really taking its time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, it's nearly over now. It's not long now before the end.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. Bite size! Hail Satan to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight. Satan might be in the room with us, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Chips Ahoy. And remember,
wait, I thought we were doing Viscounts.
I've never heard that biscuit. If you have a recommendation, please submit it through the proper channels. Okay?
Yeah.
And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.